Current State on WKAR. Welcome back. I'm Mark Bayshore. Important data recently shed light on the financial relationships between key members of Michigan's medical community. Sunshine provisions contained in the Affordable Care Act require disclosure of the money paid to physicians and teaching hospitals by drug and medical device manufacturers. That data from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services show Michigan doctors and teaching hospitals received almost $53 million from those medical industries in the last quarter of 2013. Patient advocates say the data helps expose potential conflicts of interest that could impact treatment decisions. Many physicians, including our next guest, acknowledge the importance of disclosure, but say context is also important. To learn more, Current State welcomes back Dr. Kenneth Elmasian. Dr. Elmasian is a board-certified anesthesiologist based at Lansing's Ingham Medical Center. He's also immediate past president of the Michigan State Medical Society. That's the physicians' organization based in East Lansing. Dr. Elmasian, welcome back.
Well, good morning. How are you, Mark?
I am well, thank you. Tell us more about the money that drug and device manufacturers pay to physicians in hospitals. What are some of the common justifications for these payments?
Well, some of it is certainly justified. In fact, much of it is. If you dig into the actual context of the information, that's an important part, I think, for listeners to begin to appreciate. The perception is that there would be monies exchanged, and the concern, let's put it this way, would be that treatment options would somehow be swayed by the perception of large amounts of money that's being exchanged between the medical industry and to physicians and to hospitals. And I think we have to be careful to keep this into context, because each case is different. Each specific case is different. And some of the data, in fact, we're concerned about may not be accurate, and I think that's also important that the listeners need to understand. And in particular, whether or not someone is taking or is provided monies, for example, in clinical research trials or in honoraria that are for lecture, being on the lecture circuit and talking about different techniques, different procedures. Many of these people are leaders in the medical field, and they are some of our best physicians out there. So just because someone is on a list of physicians who, or hospitals are on a list of monies coming from the industry, doesn't necessarily mean a bad thing. And so it has to be really put into context. I will tell you, the Medical Society and all of medicine, the American Medical Association, we are all in favor of transparency. I think it's important for patients to understand and to be very cognizant of these relationships. I think that that's critically important, but it needs to be put into context, and never be afraid to ask your physician if you find that he's on that list. And this is a searchable database that's accessible now, and it just began this year.
MLive went on to profile five Michigan physicians who received between $200,000 and $650,000 in payments, very significant sums. Some were payments for devices that the physicians themselves invented. Some taught other physicians justifiable reasons for payment, it would appear. But other practices we've heard about are a great deal more suspicious. In an ABC primetime report earlier this year, Dr. Rudy Mueller from upstate New York revealed he got around $10,000 worth of freebies from drug companies, including a trip to Florida and dinner cruises and sports tickets and on and on. And he said, and I'll quote here, "It changes your prescribing behavior. You just sort of get caught up in it." He said he was offered a cash payment of $2,000 for putting four patients on the latest drug for high cholesterol. The company called this a clinical study. How common do you think that kind of activity is here in Michigan?
Well, honestly, I think it's probably less common than what we see, but unfortunately, when that type of of news comes to light. And then also the admission by the physician. I'm not familiar with that particular situation, or actually any of the physicians who have received monies. But I can tell you that there's a lot of good medical advances that come out of the dedication that many physicians are able to. Or are willing to give up their time, whether it be in clinical research or whether it be in speaking engagements, talking about different techniques. And much of it is, I suspect, is justifiable. I mean, I'd certainly like to think that. I think physicians have a degree of integrity about them, and I think everyone can relate to their own family physician and appreciate that, their own primary care doctor. But I think the important thing is to speak with your physician. I think that's something that's important, especially with this list coming out. We've heard of physicians. There's what's called the NPI. It's a common practitioner number that is utilized for Medicare reimbursement. And I've heard of physicians ascribe to being paid exorbitant amount of money, but when you look into it, it was actually a common billing number that was used for maybe an entire clinic, and it's kind of skews the data. So there are opportunities to challenge that data.
That was one of the instances quoted by MLive in the profile of the five Michigan physicians whose payments were actually itemized and explained by MLive. That very scenario did play out on one of those five occasions. You've told me the public needs to have context. Whose responsibility is it to provide that context? Does that need to come from the medical community? Is it our responsibility in the media? Whose?
Well, I think it's responsibility on all sides of this issue. Number one, I think patients, again, if they have questions, they need to speak with their physicians, or they have queries, and never be reluctant to do that. I think on the other aspect of it, physicians have to be much more aware now of, and they should have been, not that we haven't been in the past. I mean, if you go to medical society meetings or to or continuing medical education conferences, there's always disclosure requirements as to whether or not you work for a company as a consultant, or you've been, and even in our literature, when we're doing our peer-reviewed literature, when you look at the disclosures, it's much more, there's more light placed on that now, I think, than there ever has been, because of some of the pop-up things that you have discussed. There have been some maybe skewing of data in the past, isolated incidences, but it's also the responsibility of the physician to put this in context too, and be much more aware of the relationships that physicians have with industry. And if you do have a relationship with that particular industry or medical device manufacturer or pharmaceutical manufacturer, they're obligated to report this information. So some physicians are really unaware, either through a grant that was provided to a medical society or specialty society, and they may not be aware that part of that grant was an indirect payment to them. So they have that responsibility too, to be sure that they develop that relationship with whoever they're working with in developing devices as well.
Dr. Ken Elmasian is our guest here on Current State. He is a past immediate past president of the Michigan State Medical Society. We're talking about new sunshine provisions contained in the Affordable Care Act that require disclosure of money paid to physicians and teaching hospitals by drug and medical device manufacturers. Overall, Dr. Elmasian, is there more disclosure required after the Affordable Care Act than there was before?
I think there's more of a opportunity for the general public to have access to the information than there has been in the past. I think that's there. I think as a physician, I can speak for myself. If I'm on a speaking engagement, I need to disclose that information, especially if I'm speaking to other physicians. I don't know if the public really has been as much aware of the relationships in the past. I think that's a good thing. I think they need to be. But again, we need to put it in perspective.
Dr. Ken L. Masian is an immediate past president of the Michigan State Medical Society. Thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you, Mark. You have a great day.